going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh. I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, welcome to the program. We have the Game Rage Minute going on. So before we get started with the episode, we gotta pay our respects to... I'll let you take care of it.
Yeah, in this episode's No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, is going to be dedicated to sworn good buddy Keenan Mundane. Shouted, commented on the video that we did talking about him, and he even retweeted it. I don't know what
reshared on.
Yeah, he shared it on his social medias, man. That was pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And I would be saying more curse words, but because this is the Game Rage, Magazine, No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine and its affiliates, we can't say, we're past it. All right, cool. Anyways, that guy's fucking awesome, man. Keenan Mundane, sworn good buddy. And I'll tell you what, a far cry better than sworn enemy Trent Prahl. All right. Man. I enjoy doing that. It's very funny to me.
Yeah.
It's very funny. And I'm glad he gets it.
I was like, oh my God, what is this motherfucker going to message me about? Because as you guys known in the program, if you've been listening long enough, he's sworn enemy Trent Prahl.
He
did me dirty at the Echo, which is a venue in Los Angeles. He played with Munya for the first time as the bass player. And we had a nice little conversation. I said, hey, man, I've done an interview with you as Trent Prahl, or rather Kaina Lu, but I need an interview with Trent Prahl.
Yeah.
Because that's PhD scientist Trent Prahl.
Right, yeah. And I want to make a clear distinction, all right? Like, Kaina Lu, good buddy Kaina Lu, all right? But sworn enemy Trent Prahl, okay?
Yeah. And actually, I do have an update as far as that goes. So because of the nature of the... video we made a couple days ago or whatever, he actually reached out to me. And this is a teaser, but we had a conversation, and this will probably be a newer episode that we will we talk about some of the things that we discussed, so that it can build up hype for what will come in the future.
True.
So
anyways, but today, this episode specifically is dedicated to fucking Adam has gotten me incensed about this, because he couldn't just like wait and say, oh, hey, man, let's just do an episode tomorrow morning when you get back home. And like, you know, let's just do one. And instead, he has to tell me, oh, it's about this thing, but I can't. He has to give me, I can't tell you what it is, because like, oh, you just need to know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, motherfucker. So I didn't find out even who this fucking band was until just now to title the episode.
Yeah, because unfortunately, if I say what it is, I know you're going to look into it, and then it's going to ruin the fun.
All right. Well, let's have some fun then. Right. So this is the Buko Boys.
Right.
And I guess let's just, how the fuck did you find out about these dudes?
Okay, so I was looking, so this band that we talked about, I think a couple weeks ago, perhaps it's even been a month, this band called Iliad from Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Iliad.
Yeah, so I was looking into this band Iliad because they were playing a show in Florida. Not that I have any business like looking at their shows that they're going to be playing at, because we don't even live in Florida, but
oh, you know, it's just like some weird internet stalker stuff. It's cool. It's not a big deal.
Well, I was like, okay, we need to separate ourselves from other people, from other music podcasts, and we need to do the dirt, right?
The dirt, yeah.
So
we're a dirt sheet.
Yeah. So I like check out the next couple shows that they're playing with. I'm like, I gotta know if these bands that they're playing with are any good. So they're playing with this band called Buko Boys, right? And they're playing with another band called Mold, with the exclamation point at the end.
What a great fucking name. Mold. With an exclamation mark. Yeah. Mold. Yeah.
So Iliad is playing with Buko Boys. I'm like, oh, what are the odds? I don't know, man. I'm firmly of the belief that we're on to something, just by virtue of us looking into music and the filter that we have of like looking into things. Like, yes, there's a million bands, but the things that we look into, they're the fucking things that matter.
That's true.
So anyways, I heard this band, and this group is called Buko Boys, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. And they have a debut album coming out sometime in the future, and they pushed out a single recently And so we're going to listen to that single. And I already forgot what the name of it is. But afterwards, we'll discuss the lore of fucking Buko Boys, because it is rather fucking interesting.
All right. Well, let's get to this. I don't know. I've never heard of this shit.
Yeah.
I want to get to the lore. So let's just listen to this fucking song and then get into it. So anyways, what is the name of the song so I can find it?
The name of the song is called Loud.
Okay, so Buko Boys.
Loud. And it should be Loud. It should be some
there it is.
Yeah, it's like a cat and somebody smoking a stogie.
Oh, so there's a lady in this.
Yes.
That's the lead singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This, my mind is tingling with possibilities here as to what this information could be. But
yeah.
Anyways, all right. So if you want to listen along with this, go ahead and fire up your Spotify, your Apple Music, your fucking shortwave CB radios, and type in Buko Boys, and the single will be Loud. Here we go. Oh, man. All right, that was Loud by the Buko Boys. All right, so I'm going to go first. That might be the greatest fucking thing I've ever heard. Like, that speaks to me on a weird level. It's the only thing it's missing is like a Doomer reference, but and like maybe Gooning, but that is the millennial theme song right there. Like the millennial theme song of like, oh, I'm manic depressive, I have anxiety, and like, oh, I just want to sit here and play on my game. I don't want to go outside. Like, fuck you guys. Like, we've been through too much, man. Like, and it's like the millennial theme song, but also like the sweetest elevator music.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy's voice is fucking fire.
Yeah.
Her voice is good too, man, but that guy is fucking fire. He should be in a goddamn fucking superstar mode. This song was amazing. Now, I don't know what the rest of their shit's like, but I want to review this fucking album for sure.
Yeah, this...
Because that's awesome,
because they have teasers for their next song, and it doesn't sound like
this.
So it's like, okay, well, you got the bossa nova, like, R&B type of sound for this song. And then they have something that's more like anime J-rock sound.
Okay. That's so, still cool, man. Oh, also, I was going to say, this song should be in the Minecraft movie. That is like the perfect fucking thing, like, for that Minecraft movie. And like when Jack Black's, you know, running around being all stupid and he's fucking, like, he's doing these things and he's showing them the chicken on fire and shit.
Yeah.
That song should be playing in the background.
Or like some video game, like some Wii.
Yeah, like the Wii. Oh, dude, like the Wii menu. Like, or no, yeah. when you're playing Wii Sports and you're in the menu, like, yeah, that's what you're playing in the background.
All right, so let me just put this at 8.
Millennial. 30. That's fucking millennial elevator core.
Like, yeah. Millennial frog elevator core. So that was Josh's reaction to Loud. And
well, what did you think of it?
Oh, dude, I loved it because they remind me of there's a band in Vancouver, Canada called Dossie. And man, if I had the opportunity to fucking book a show, I'd say get Buko Boys, get Dossie from Canada, and then get fucking Chin Chin from here in California. You put them all on a bill. I think that shit would be fucking baller as fuck. But talking about some of the background of the band itself, the big fucking reveal, because I think I was driving Josh nuts with this shit.
What is it?
Yeah. Okay. So. I was going on their profile. Like, this is interesting.
And before you get in, I just want to say this is the type of journalistic CIA level investigations you can expect from All Gas No Trash here. If you're a new listener,
and I will say the first thing, like I said, the way I discovered this was through a band that's less popular than them, Iliad, and you know that's what led me to fucking Buko Boys. But so. I go on their profile on their Instagram and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So they play at this place at the music called the Music Box in San Diego, right? And it's during TwitchCon and it's for TwitchCon.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wait, hold on. This band only has like 2,000 or 3,000 followers. Why is a band like this playing at TwitchCon? I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. What's going on?
Well, somebody in the band's obviously connected or famous or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So I check out the band's profile. Or rather, yeah, I check out the band's profile on Spotify, and I'm like, Raquel Esmeralda Marcial or something like that. She's Filipino, right? Uh-huh. So they start showing like her background on Spotify, like the bio of the band. This is fucking crazy. She's a UC Davis graduate in neurobiology. And then she said,
what?
Yeah, she's big brained.
Yeah.
She's big brained. And then she said, nah, fuck that. I'm going to do this thing, which is, as I came to find out, she's a fucking streamer on Twitch.
Oh,
she's a streamer on Twitch. And I had no idea. I mean, not that I follow Twitch actively. I more follow like friends that stream video games, but dude, she's a fucking big streamer.
Damn. Like a big time
70K thousand followers.
70K thousand. That's a shit ton of thousands. Right.
Yeah.
There. God damn.
And she's like a music founder, which means like within the music category, like she's kind of a notable person. So she's how it eluded me that this person like had, you know, makes music.
What does she play? Like, huh? What does she stream? Like, what does she play on stream? Like,
well, she plays like she does Fortnite? Covers with her. She plays games or whatever, but she plays games. I think she streams like Overwatch or some shit like that, if I remember correctly. She plays video games, but she also does covers with her band. And, but I was like, oh, dude, I had no fucking idea that this person had a band. Not even that I knew that she was streaming at all, but I was like, holy fuck, dude.
All right, so she's like a microbiology, like.
Well, she's a neurobiologist.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Hear me out. All right, hear me out. I got an idea.
We got a matchmaker with fucking Trent Prohl.
All right, so this is perfect timing. Okay, you know, they're going in the near coming months, they're going to be heavily tariffing pharmaceuticals, which 90% of the pharmaceuticals for like antibiotics we get from China and like overseas, right? Yeah. So what if we connect sworn enemy Trent Prohl. What's this lady's name?
Raquel.
It's Raquel.
Yeah.
With probably, hopefully, good buddy Raquel here. And we put their like intelligence brains together and see like, and then we just fucking make the magic happen. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, dude, another scientist who makes music and is pretty good at it, along with Trent Prohl. I'm like, match made in heaven. Let's get this done.
Yeah. Sworn enemy Trent Prohl.
Look at us. You hate us,
but you love us. Because look at what we're doing for your medical science career.
Yeah, and your personal love life.
And your personal love life. Who knows?
So that's the reveal. Is that she is a. I would say moderately successful, and that's like underselling it. She's a pretty successful Twitch streamer. She has been a recording artist by herself as just like Raquel Lily.
Yeah.
So she's done that by herself, but for whatever reason, like this band came out of, I don't know, just kind of came out of the ether, a side project. And it seems like this is the thing that they're going to be sticking with. But on top of the fact that you have all this shit happening, right? So the poster for that show, I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, this is really cool art. So this person that did the art is named Pigeon Society, or Official Pigeon Society, right? And I was like, oh, is this person like famous or whatever? So I go on the Instagram account of that person. Dude, they've done a partnership with fucking Dolce & Gabbana.
Damn.
But I think they also do the graphics of like the Raquel girl on Twitch. Like they do the graphics, like the overlays.
Does she have a streamer name?
Yeah, Raquel.
Oh, it's just Raquel.
Yeah. Yeah. So this person does like the graphics for her Twitch channel, but he also does it for her band. And then I look into the guy, the graphic designer, and the motherfucker has been featured on some Dolce & Gabbana fucking partnership. It's fucking wild, right?
That's fucking crazy wild.
Yeah.
Man, 70.2K followers.
Yeah.
Playing music. Let's see.
But what schedule. Is, okay, but let's talk about... she does. Let's talk about like the fact that, you know, a month or two ago, we were talking about Iliad, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you think this means anything? Like, the fact that Iliad is on the same bill with this band...
Who are they... Who is Buku Boys associated with?
What do you mean?
Like, are they with any, like...
I don't think they're with any labels.
And neither is Iliad, right?
No. But I'm just saying, you know, for the things that we've discovered, right?
Yeah.
Talking about a band that doesn't really have anything, you know, they're relatively fresh, Iliad, right?
They're just,
but for them to be paired up with this Raquel girl, right? That probably spells better things for them, for both of them, right? Like, it's both great music. They're kind of the interesting thing that's happening in Florida.
True.
I don't know. What thoughts do you have?
Well, I'm trying to think that. So Buku Boys are like from Florida, right?
Yeah. I don't know what part though. I couldn't tell you. Like I imagine it's like somewhere around Miami, I think. Cause I think Iliad is also from Miami. What's your brain gots doing?
Well, I'm just saying there's gotta be a connection somewhere. Is someone in Iliad a streamer that we don't know about? That somehow
I don't know. The promotion that's putting it together is called Hobnob Homies.
What a great fucking name.
Hobnob Homies.
Who's in
they
that?
Don't have like a large following or anything like that. That's the promotion that's putting the show together.
Hobnob Homies. It's a restaurant in Tacoma, Washington.
That can't be right.
Unless I'm spelling it wrong.
Are you putting it on Instagram?
No, I just Googled it.
Oh, okay.
Because if you look at it, it's Hobnob Homies. All right, I see it right here.
Yeah. But they've been working with
Buko Boys. You can see that there's a lot of Buko Boys shit on here.
Yeah. And look up, while you're at it, look up Official Pigeon Society. So just so you can see the graphic designer. So just so you don't see that I'm bullshitting you, or rather, for you to see that I'm not bullshitting you, the first post, or like the pinned post, is his collaboration or their collaboration with Dolce & Gabbana.
What's the guy's name again?
Official Pigeon Society.
Official
Pigeon Society.
Pigeon Society. Oh, there it is. Official Pigeon Society. Just making whatever. Oh yeah, that is the first fucking thing. Dolce & Gabbana. God damn.
I just gotta say, his graphics—they're
great.
They're fucking cool. Like
they're straight fire.
Yeah,
dude, they look like
some Cartoon Network right?
I was gonna say they look like if fucking that the Adventures of Gumball and like Hello Kitty.
Yes,
fucking crossed
together. That's more appropriate. Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
Yeah,
that's what it reminds me of. And God damn, that's good, man. That is fucking good.
So, anyways,
dang, I wish we were talented and we could know people like this. God,
we're too stupid.
It really sucks that we're so stupid.
We're handicapped by our own stupidity.
Yeah, man, we have a fucking mental disability and we can't fucking overcome it because we're so stupid. Damn, that's good. But anyways, I would say that
it's just interesting shit.
Dude. Yeah, it is interesting shit, man. Dang, dude, that would be a fucking sweet ass show though to put together. Buko Boys,
Dossie.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck Dossie is, but Chin-Chin, yeah, that would be.
Oh man, cool. I think if you heard Dossie, you'd be like, "Oh, that's totally in line with what Buko Boys is doing." So
I'm picking up what Buko Boys is putting down. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, so debut album. Don't know when that's going to happen, but when it does, that's something we'll definitely be reviewing.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe what if? All right, what if? Maybe we could be like, hey, Buko Boys, maybe we get a little pre-release action on that album, you know? Maybe we could fucking have, you know, maybe we could be the first ones talking about it.
That's true.
You know, we can do a review because I have a feeling it's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah. So I have a feeling because of the way things have been going lately we're starting to get like subscribers, a handful of subscribers on a weekly basis.
A handful,
And then our viewership is going up and shit. I mean, we're not fucking doing gangbuster numbers like Raquel here.
You only got to bat 300 to get in the Hall of Fame, all right?
So, yeah. But just knowing how artists have been looking themselves up, not to be a dickhead, but but knowing how artists have been looking themselves up and seeing that we're kind of like the top searchers, we're putting our footprint fucking everywhere.
Yeah, who else is talking about the Buko Boys?
I don't know.
No one. Let's just say it's no one. Let's say we're the only ones. Let's make that a statement right now.
For sure, we're going to be one of the only people that have made a video about this
first
shit.
First video on YouTube.
About
we should put like first comment or whatever, like, you know, on the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. was here first or whatever bullshit.
Here first, say. Yeah.
So that's. Do you have anything else to add about anything?
No, I don't think so. Other than this is great. Go check out the Buco Boys. Oh fuck. Jesus Christ! What is fucking? It's just a Triple H interview, so it's not like why is it doing this? What the fuck? I just wanted to see if the Buco Boys had fucking videos on here. Jesus Christ!
Yeah. So that's the conclusion of the episode. If you have some free time and you dig music, go ahead and check out Buco Boys on Spotify or whatever digital streaming platform you have. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on follow her Twitch account, and we'll see what happens when the eventual debut album comes out. Hopefully that'll be sometime soon, and then we'll call it a wrap for what?
So it's all their stuff.
What do you mean?
Like it's only stuff from them and like them performing.
But not somebody out on the outside.
Nobody's talking about. So we will be the first. Oh, look who showed up in here. Bardo.
Oh, fuck him, dude.
Oh, wait, no, it's under previously watched. That's okay, why. All right, good. Yeah, fuck that. You don't want. We don't want Buco Boys associated with that hot fucking garbage that is Bardo Martinez.
Yeah.
All right, Jesus.
All right.
Anyways, all right, cool. So, yeah, that'll be it. Go check out the Buco Boys. Listen to their fucking song. Go subscribe to their shit. They only have 102 subscribers on YouTube. So if the 40... some odd of ours go, they'll have 140 something, all right? Like, so go subscribe to them and tell them that All Gas, No Trash and Game Rage Magazine sent you.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Game Rage Magazine. All right. That's the end of the episode. We will catch you guys on the next one.